It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, while it was April Fool's came and went, last night's wrestling match definitely wasn't no April Fool's joke.
Yeah, it was a decent show from the WWE last night with their annual WrestleMania event. It had its high points and its low points, but I understand it had spectacular high definition.
Oh yeah, the high definition quality was awesome. This is definitely some of the best wrestling that I've seen quality-wise coming from DirecTV. Beyond the technical issues that I had, which I understand was isolated with my ordering in the Road to WrestleMania package, but beyond that, the quality and the actual event and the picture quality of the event was fantastic. It's A+.
Yeah, that was a good. I understand they used a full transponder last night to transmit last night's show, and that's why it looks so pristine.
Yeah, definitely, and this is like the type of quality that I remember seeing on the Titantron when I went to the actual event and when it was in Chicago when Vince McMahon got punted in the face by Randy Orton, and I love this. If they could bring this equality with every pay-per-view event and turn up the quality like this on Monday nights, I'd be extremely happy.
I doubt we're going to see it just because of the cost for the WWE to lease a full transponder like that, but you know, what was last night was great, and for people who paid for the full price for it, the $65, they feel they got their money's worth, and that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. The WWE definitely put on a great show, and speaking of putting on great shows, DirecTV and Dish Network, they kind of put on a great April Fool's show for us.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, DirecTV gets dragged into this April Fool's shenanigans just because earlier, before April Fool's, it was said online that there'd be an HD Festivus coming, and it was no April Fool's joke. When that HD Festivus turned into being two regional sports networks being brought on 24 hours a day instead of being part-time channels. I don't know about you, Bob, but I don't call that a Festivus. And it's unfortunate because the person who said it, you know, meant it in the best intentions, and it just didn't look good there. But the people with the eggs on their face are the people at Dish Network and Mr. Charlie Pinocchio Ergen.
Yes, in fact, I think I have my latest avatar of Charlie Brown and the HD football being taken away from him by Lucy. And as far as the DirecTV side, I think the channel that did not launch that everyone thought would be G4 HD. And you know, Scott, over the weekend I had UVerse installed, and I kind of realized that G4 HD really isn't even worth it.
Yeah, well, most of the channels that we're getting nowadays aren't really worth it. You know, we got the BET Jazz on Dish Network a couple weeks ago, the BETJ channel, and there hasn't been a single HD program that I know of, and it's been just a very, very disappointing channel. And let's switch it back to Dish Network playing April Fool's joke on us, because it was said on the, I believe it was the March 8th Charlie chat with Charlie Ergen and Jim DeFranco, that the Viacom channels would be launching on Dish Network by April 1st. Of course, they never specified what year, so I guess they're still technically not lying there, but I don't know, Bob. It was a very aggravating day. We had a great day at Satellite Guys that day. We set a new record for a number of people online at one time. But it was very frustrating at the same time because the new channels never showed up. And to make matters even more interesting is the people I talked to at Dish Network headquarters in Littleton, or wherever their headquarters are up there in Denver area, the people I was speaking to at the headquarters told me that they were sitting there waiting for the channels too, and they didn't know why they were delayed, and it was all at the uplink. So all signs point to a technical issue there, but nonetheless, there should have been a statement from Dish Networks about what's going on there, because once again, people feel that the HD carrot is dangling in front of them, and Charlie's just playing games. with the customers.
Yeah, you would think someone would have a phone number to the uplink and be like, hey guys, what's going on with these channel launches today? If not, you can call me. I work at a place that's pretty close to the Moni uplink, and I could practically throw a rock at it, and maybe if I throw a rock at one of the dishes, maybe they'll kind of get the idea there. And yeah, this was definitely a disappointing idea because the fact that everybody was expecting these Viacom channels like Comedy Central HD, which a lot of people want to see South Park in HD, and they had their sights set for that because that was a Wednesday and South Park is on Wednesday night, and that never happened.
Yeah, I was looking forward to Spike TV with the UFC fights and also the TNA wrestling. Two very, very well-produced high-definition programs on Spike TV. And unfortunately, if I want to watch them, I still got to watch them on DirecTV. Now, something interesting is we obtained a channel change lineup. I guess this is used by the people at the Uplink and at Dish Network to know what channel changes are going around. And we get those from time to time. And the channels were slated to launch according to the schedule that we had. And I posted what channels were going where and what channel number and where they're coming from, what temp channel they were currently using for those channels, and everything like that. And again, everything's just pointing at a technical issue here, and it's just one I hope they can get resolved shortly.
Yeah, you know, with the Voom, when Voom was having technical issues, they just came out and straight said, hey, we're having technical issues, this is what's going on. It seems that these channel launches are not doing that, and really, communication goes a long way, especially when it's talking to your customer base who's expecting something that you promised earlier in the month.
Right, and earlier on, and before April 1st came, people with the HD-only packages started seeing channels like Comedy Central and other channels like Nickelodeon showing up in standard definition on their receivers in preparation for this launch. And what's going on here? I don't know, but hopefully it happens this Wednesday, and we'll be sure to be covering here in Satellite Guys for you.
Yep. Well, Scott, it's Monday night, and the MLB season officially kicked off yesterday.
Play ball!
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to see my White Sox take the field this afternoon, because it was postponed due to the weather and the snow that we had here in Chicago. But the Scrubbies I'll be able to take a look at tonight. And, you know, that's a great thing. We got MLB Extra Innings on DirecTV, which is in free preview mode right now. How much better can life get?
Well, it's good. It means that finally the cold weather is almost done here. You got snow. We got rain here. The temperatures are starting to pick up, and hopefully we'll be sitting outside with our shorts drinking drinks with little umbrellas in them pretty soon. And, you know, it's the first sign of spring when baseball season officially kicks into high gear, and I welcome it. And DirecTV is doing a great job already with their coverage. This year they have the what is the Strike Zone channel that I was checking out earlier that gives you all the stats and statistics, and they had a couple of games going there, and just really, really interesting. If you are a Major League Baseball fan, I also posted this on Satellite Guys today. If you have an iPhone, there is a new application in the iPhone store. It's $10. It's called MLB At Bat, and what this application allows you to do is, no matter where you're at, you can listen to any Major League Baseball game, either the home team's station or the away team station, so you hear your favorite announcers. In addition, it gives you cartoon drawings of renderings of what's happening in the game, so you can see where all the pitches are going. And it gives you a full recap, so you can see how fast the ball was pitched and everything like that. And it was really, really great buy for $10, considering that you do get the audio from the games. That's in the iPhone store now, and it's very interesting. Again, it's called MLB At Bat.
You know, Scott, that's not going to be enough for me, because I am such a huge baseball fan that I just can't watch cartoon drawings. I got to see the real thing. And I'm hearing that I will be able to do that soon over my iPhone with a Slingbox application.
Yeah, here's something interesting, and hopefully you guys have been following along with this. And I actually wrote about it Friday for my multi-channel news segment. So a couple interesting things going on last week with Sling. First of all, I want to say best wishes to Brian Jaquette, who is the PR director at Sling Media. He's moved on to greener pastures, and I want to wish him all the best. He's been a big supporter of Satellite Guys over the years, and he's a real class act. And I understand he's going to a company called Roku, which is a great media player that lets you watch Amazon and Netflix online on your big screen TV. So there's some interesting technology coming out there. So Brian, again, all the best to you. And also interesting from the Sling world is they released an email last week, actually at the cable show, stating that the older Slingbox units, such as the Classic, the AV, and the Slingbox Tuner, are not going to be able to be used with the upcoming iPhone application. And instead, they're offering people who own those boxes a $50 rebate, instant rebate, if you buy them directly from Sling. Now, the problem here is the price from Sling is higher than what you can get it at, let's say, Amazon.com. So if you want to upgrade, don't bother with the $50 gimmick. Just go and get it from Amazon or your other retailers in your area who probably have it cheaper than with that $50 discount.
Yeah, that's something that I found really interesting because I heard some beta testers saying that the old equipment works fine with the iPhone application.
Oh yeah, I had a beta tester actually send me a video of him screwing around with his iPhone and using it on his Classic box. And, again, it looks like, and I hate to say it, but it looks to me like corporate greed here. They're saying it's because of the future enhancements that they're working on. But that doesn't really, you know, hold water with me, because every other phone out there supports these boxes. You got your Blackberries, you've got your Windows mobile phones, and so on, and they support all the boxes. And the beta for the iPhone supports all the boxes. So just let people use their boxes with the iPhone client, and let's, you know, move on there. As you know, Sling Media is now owned by EchoStar. And, of course, we know how they nickel and dime people there, so, you know, put two and two together. However, in saying that, the one conclusion I may have come to, that the only way it would make sense for them to lock out the old boxes and require you to have a new one, is if they give the iPhone application away for free. There was talk that it was going to be $30 for the application, but if they say if you have one of these new boxes, then you get the iPhone application for free, I think that would make it palatable to most people out there, because the Classic boxes that they're not supporting came with the free software for your Windows mobile phone and other various phones out there. So those ones already had their time in the sun, and now they're trying to get the other equipment out here which can take advantage of it. That's the only way it would be palatable to me, if they made the iPhone application for free. Now, the story gets even more interesting because on Friday, it was noticed that AT&T changed their terms of service, which forbid anybody from streaming television from anywhere to their iPhone. It was directly aimed at the Sling Player software, if you read it that way. And I wrote about it in Multichannel, Engadget wrote about it, Gizmodo wrote about it. It was just really, really interesting to see what happened there, because after 5 o'clock at night, AT&T put out a statement saying that, oops, they added that term by mistake, and it's not actually in their terms of service, and they're changing it back to the old terms of service. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I found it really interesting because everyone started pointing out, whoa, dude, you're cutting out YouTube, you're cutting out Orb, you're cutting out all these other wonderful applications that are already available over your fine network. And the real funny thing was that the YouTube application came standard on the iPhone.
Right, and going with the Orb client, you know, that's it allows you to sling stream your television from home using a Windows Media Center PC to your iPhone, which is basically the same thing as the Sling application. It just requires a PC on the other end to do the encoding. The other interesting thing was that AT&T is forbidding the new Skype application, which also came out last week, from making Skype calls over the 3G network of AT&T. So, some interesting stuff going on there, Bob.
Yeah, you know, I really wish AT&T would just get off their butts and upgrade their network, because that's really what they do need. And to me, it sounds like AT&T is trying to be stingy on every little kilobyte of bandwidth they can.
Yeah, but ultimately, I'm hearing some good news in that regard from AT&T, and that they have some ginormous network update that they're actually working on in secret at the moment to get ready to support the new iPhone that's coming out in June. So I guess the new iPhone is going to be using a little faster version of 3G and supposed to have a bunch of neat stuff in it. Something was leaked today saying that it has a built-in built-in FM tuner and a built-in FM transmitter built right into it. I think it was a 3.2 megapixel camera and also a faster processor, built-in video editing software. You'll be able to do video directly in the iPhone. That's going to be an interesting product when it's released, and those are just some of the rumored features.
Wow, Scott, you know, speaking of upgrades, over Sunday night while we were watching WrestleMania, the site magically upgraded itself.
Yeah, Scott went crazy here and updated the site. Some of the things I like that we did and some of the things I'm keeping an eye on. You may have noticed that we opened up a brand new section of the site called Primetime, where we talk about network TV programs. Now keep an eye on this section because it's going to be changing over the next couple days. And pretty soon we're going to be allowing our supporting pub members to have their own fan forums in the Primetime section. So that means, let's say your favorite show is NCIS. Well, if you think you're the ultimate fan of NCIS, so you want to open up a fan site for NCIS on Satellite Guys, we'll actually give you the forum to do that, where you are the moderator. And like we do with our regular staff, is we give them the ball, and it's up to them to decide how far they run with it. So you can build up your NCIS forum into possibly the internet's best NCIS forums. If you take the time and do things right, you probably get in touch with the producers and even some of the stars from the show who will work with you and help you promote your stuff. And it would be really great to create a fan base for NCIS or your whatever favorite show you have right on Satellite Guys, where you control it. We provide the servers, we provide the software, we provide the bandwidth, and all you do is provide the talent and, you know, make your forum the best you can.
Wow, Scott, that's definitely exciting. I look forward to seeing what some of the users out there come with, because they're going to be pretty spontaneous with these forums. And speaking of pretty and pretty spontaneous, I checked out the CE program this Friday, and I noticed that the notes got an upgrade.
Yes, indeed, and this is a big announcement here. Satellite Guys is working directly with DirecTV, and the notes you see that we post are the actual notes that DirecTV sends out. We're not going to tech them up like other sites do and make them look all nerdy and try figuring out what they mean and add colors and swooshes and everything else to it when you don't need it. We're just giving you the notes the way we're giving them to make it easier for you to enjoy DirecTV and help DirecTV test out their new software. And it's a proud new partnership here between DirecTV and Satellite Guys, and it's something I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, I noticed that they're not as watered down as we used to get them, and that's definitely a great deal. I like knowing what exactly was fixed, and if there's anything that I need to be telling DirecTV specifically, I like doing that, so that way if, for instance, they don't want me to focus on MRV this week, instead they want me to focus on signal reception, I can do that now and give them the info that they need. It's just a win-win situation for all.
Yep, so check that out. And Bob, I think I hear the music going.
Yep.
So we'll catch you guys next week. And check out the new forums.
Alrighty, see ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.